Bumbling FAA focused on GDPR plus inclusivity, herstory, gender-neutral language. By Joel B. Polak on January 11, 2023. The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, has been focused on GDPR plus inclusivity and gender-neutral language under President Joe Biden, even as it has struggled to manage the nation's commercial air traffic. On Wednesday, the FAA ordered the first nationwide ground stop since September 11, 2001, after a computer system failed overnight, grounding thousands of flights and throwing the country's air traffic into chaos. It was the second crisis in as many months, after a winter storm snarled air travel during the holiday season. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg blamed Southwest Airlines, whose personnel management system caused company-wide cancellations that accounted for much of the nationwide disruption. But the FAA's own systems are solely within his purview, and just the latest in many transportation failures on his watch. Yet the FAA has not been completely passive. It has simply been focused on other things, such as using more gender-neutral and inclusive language to describe aviation and the aerospace community, as critics noted. The agency has also promoted LGBTQ plus visibility, with the positive representing any residual sexual or gender identities not covered by lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex. In keeping with the Biden administration's focus on equity, as opposed to the outdated equality, the FAA has also focused on creating a more inclusive community of drone operators, a safe space for Hispanic employees, and herstory for women. The FAA website notes, the mission of the FAA is to provide the safest, most efficient aerospace system in the world. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.